WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
TV critic David Bianculli promises that his look back at TV in the 80s won't be one of those drawn-out top 10, top 20, or top 100 lists. He says this decade was impressive in terms of the big picture rather than specific programs.
It was, after all, the decade in which cable TV came into its own. The concept of narrowcasting, networks offering specific types of programming on a 24-hour basis, was developed. You saw it on MTV, the Cable News Network, the Weather Channel, and even, sorry to say, the Home Shopping Network. For the commercial networks, the ratings race was a decade-long horse race. NBC was third, then second, and is now first. ABC was second, then third, and is now second. CBS was first, then second, and is now third. And there's now a fourth place, held by the Fox Network, which, with increasingly popular shows like Married with Children, looks like it's here to stay. But the competitor siphoning more viewers from the networks than anyone else was the video cassette recorder. As the 80s began, it was in only 3% of America's homes. By now, if you don't own a VCR, your household is technically and technologically in the minority. With all this competition, the networks watch their share of the audience get lower and lower each year. But instead of taking more risks to try and get those viewers back, the networks mostly played it safe so they wouldn't offend the viewers they still had. That should change in the 90s, though, because the strategy didn't work. Viewers continued to look elsewhere for entertainment, and they found it. Even so, there were some TV efforts that rose above all others. Let's play Name That Show. See if you can name these programs in three notes or less. Here's the best drama series of the 80s.
Your cholesterol level is hovering around 500. Your blood pressure has gone into orbit, and there are barges of fat clogging your arteries. So, I'm going to do a coronary bypass. See you first thing in the morning. Just you, me, and the bypass machine.
Doctor, how many of these operations have you performed?
You're the first. Wish me luck.
That was St. Elsewhere. Now, Hill Street Blues paved the way, but St. Elsewhere did the very best work. It took more chances, did more with its characters and to its characters than any other series. Now for Best Comedy Series.
Is that everything?
The traditional Arnold family vacation.
Okay, let's get started.
What I loved about our vacations was that they always seemed to rekindle this wonderful sense of family togetherness.
Do we have to do this? Dad, I'm 17.
So?
Wayne!
So bourgeois.
Honey, where's Wayne?
Yep, it's the Wonder Years. But let's call it a three-way tie with Cheers and the Days and Nights of Molly Dodd, which I love just as much. For best news show, it's no contest. ABC News Nightline gets it. For talk show, no one came close to Late Night with David Letterman. The best anthology series was American Playhouse on PBS, and the best TV drama special of the last 10 years was... Are you ready, contestants?
The thing about the moon is it gives you the creeps with a capital K. Am I not right? It makes dirty water look like silver, turns flotsam into the crown jewels, and causes poor slobs in the cuckoo house to think they're Jesus Christ or F.W. Woolworth. Am I not right? Also, it's cold. All good people have gone home. And some bad ones, too.
That was the Dennis Potter miniseries, The Singing Detective, which was the best TV show I've ever seen. If anything in the 90s even comes close, it'll be another good decade for television.
David Bianculli is TV critic for the New York Post.